voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. So glad to finally be reconnecting with you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good. We have a lot to talk about this morning, and I want to start, actually. I just got some brand new sound. I want to play it for everyone on the air, and I'm not sure if you've heard it as well, Dr. Brown, but the FDA is expected to give the green light for anyone who has a compromised immune system to get a third COVID vaccination dose. In fact, Dr. Anthony Fauci was on the Today Show this morning. Here's what he said about it. Here's a quick clip.
Right now, at this moment, other than the immune compromised, we're not going to be giving boosters to people, but we will be following them very carefully. And if they do need it, we'll be ready to give it to them.
Okay. So, Dr. Brown, I have gotten so many questions about the boosters. Now, Dr. Fauci said this is strictly going to be for the immunocompromised. But I've got to be honest with you, Dr. Brown, I've gotten a lot of people, especially seniors, they want the booster shot. Will hospitals at some point, do you think, here in Connecticut be offering booster shots, whether it's this year or early next year, to people who want it?
I don't think so. Not at this point. And I can explain why. So let me explain what Dr. Fauci is talking about. So the first thing he's talking about is because people who have immune systems that are compromised, the concern is that they're not going to mount as much of an effect when they get the vaccine. So they don't just imagine that they don't have as much of an immune system to respond. So if they don't have an immune system to respond, then what happens is then they obviously aren't going to get as much of a robust response, and therefore getting a third shot or a booster, getting a third shot will get their immune system revved up so when it does see COVID-19, it can fight it off. Everyone else's immune systems right now are doing well with the response to the vaccine. We're doing really well. The problem is that we're getting exposure to an excess amount of virus for an extended period of time. So people who are unvaccinated end up getting it, or there's other people who actually have it. They expose someone who is vaccinated for an extended period of time. So greater than the 15 minutes, so a little bit longer. They end up having the virus. The virus then overwhelms the immune system and then causes the infection, which right now is looking like it's pretty minor.
So, Dr. Brown, if you're somebody who got your vaccine in January, February, or March, let's just say, you do not need, at this point, you will not need a booster shot this year.
That's what we're saying right now.
Right.
That is correct. Yeah, okay. I know there's been a lot of confusion in this, and I can understand where your listeners are really concerned about this, because you hear from the scientific community, you're hearing from the CDC, and then you're hearing from sort of, you know, other government agencies, and you're hearing from businesses. And it is a little bit of a confusion. This is a little bit of a debate that continues on. Right now in the scientific community, there are some really good studies that have demonstrated long-lasting immunity to after getting the vaccine, really good immunity.
Dr. Brown is here taking our COVID questions. Now, what about the study? It was a very small study, kind of infuriated a lot of people, especially if they got the J&J vaccine. What about the booster for J&J? Is that still something that people should be aware of or not at this point?
If any booster is going to be coming out, it probably will be for the J&J.
Okay.
And the reason is because the efficacy of the J&J is a lot less than both the Pfizer and the Moderna and some of the newer ones that are coming out. So we do know that, and it's the J&J is a single vaccine. It only produces a smaller amount of immune response. So we know that its efficacy is in the 70%, probably maybe even less.
I mean, well, essentially, Dr. Brown, correct me if I'm wrong, but basically, the Moderna and the Pfizer, their second dose is a booster.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah. So literally right now, if you wanted to get a booster, all you'd be really getting is the same dose, the same medication that you received the last two times.
Okay.
And all a booster is, right now is to boost your immune system. So your immune system is more revved up to fight, you know, to fight infection.
Okay.
Again, back to Dr. Fauci, the issue is that, you know, if you don't have a good immune system, then you're not going to be able to fight off the infection.
Dr. Brown, I have to be honest, I think a lot of people, especially as we're watching the cases go up and up and up and up, especially in our southern states, but I mean, it's really no exception here. I think people are getting frustrated with those who don't want to get the vaccine. I have heard from some people who got COVID, whether it was late last year or early this year, whatever the case, they don't need to get the vaccine because they had COVID. And I don't think they realize the timeline does run out for having COVID antibodies versus getting the vaccine. Could you differentiate that a little bit? If you're someone who got COVID late 2020 or early 2021, are you still protected versus if you were to just get the vaccine?
So the answer is, you really aren't vaccinated. You really aren't immune as people who have received the vaccine. I would say, I mean, you do have a, listen, I'm not going to, it's not all 100%. You may have some immunity. And we do know that if you do get the COVID-19, if you do get COVID-19, if you get infected, about 90 days, you're going to be, it's going to be almost zero for you to get reinfected. However, after that 90 days, there's enough studies that have demonstrated that reinfection is a reality, a real reality, and you can get very sick from it. There's definitely some scientific facts associated with this, but I guess the best way to explain that is that when you get infected with the virus, you're getting sort of a generalized immune response to all of the proteins that are produced by this virus.
Mm-hmm.
When you get the vaccine, you're getting a specific protein. That specific protein is that spike protein, which is the whole way that the virus even gets into the body. So you can just imagine that. Just imagine it as if you've had the infection, you have passive immunity, and you've gotten sort of a shotgun, you know, kind of covering a little bit, but maybe not everything. But if you actually got the vaccine, it's more like a sniper fire. I mean, it's directly focused on that virus and directly focused on the mechanism to get it into yourself.
Well, and the antibodies, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Brown, but don't the antibodies run out? Like, if you were to get COVID, don't you kind of lose your antibodies at some point? Like, do we know what that time frame looks like versus the shot?
Yeah, certain viruses do, you know, either invoke antibodies for a short period of time or a little bit longer. Right now, we don't know the exact time that the immune system would be, you know, would respond if you had COVID. So we're just not sure how it is. It does definitely look like it wanes. Where with the vaccine, it looks like, I mean, everything's going to wane a little bit, but it doesn't look like it wanes as much.
So before I go to the CDC, I did get a question in, Dr. Brown. One of our listeners who is anonymous, she has MS. She mm-hmm. wants to know, because she has not gotten the shot yet, if she gets the shot, would it make her symptoms worse, like the weakness, fatigue, inability to move? Is this something she should talk to her doctor about? She's obviously very nervous about getting the shot.
Yeah,
and doesn't.
Yeah. Understandable. I mean, there's obviously a sort of split with this. So the first thing is that, you know, you have to look at what would happen if you get COVID-19. And someone who has MS, there is definitely a concern of exacerbation and worsening of her illness and complications later on, and they could be pretty significant. We do know that if someone does get COVID-19 and they have a, you know, chronic illness like MS, then there's a real concern that they could get those exacerbations and they could last longer. We do know about a third of the population do get psychiatric or neurologic complications after getting COVID-19. So that's the first thing. So that would be my recommendation, you know, again, without knowing her and not being her physician, you know, our recommendation is that, you know, it's important that in that population of people who have MS that they do get the vaccine. And I can tell you that, you know, there, even if there are some minor complications, they wouldn't be anything like the COVID-19. And I think the general recommendation has been, or the recommendation has been, that people who are have a chronic illness like this really should get vaccinated.
And let's talk about the CDC. They are really doubling down. They want people who are pregnant, especially breastfeeding. Yes. They want them to get the vaccine.
Correct.
This is a very prevalent conversation, actually, in our family, ironically enough, Dr. Brown. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law is pregnant with my second nephew, and she was not vaccinated ahead of time. She did get the vaccine. She got it a couple of weeks ago. She's due in December. She's doing fine. But I have other friends who are currently pregnant right now and refuse to get the vaccine. So I want to get just straight facts out right now. First of all, is it safe for the mom and the baby to get the vaccine at any point in their pregnancy?
The answer is yes. All data, and this has been a very hot topic from the beginning of the vaccine, mm-hmm. but everything that we've seen says that absolutely.
What about the baby? When the baby is born, do they have not the herd immunity, but you know what I'm saying, where the vaccine actually impacts them or no? Because there has been some contradiction there that the baby is born.
There's still a little bit of a contradiction with that is, you know, are the antibodies transferred over from the mother to the baby? We have to go back to sort of basic science on this aspect and basic medicine. And the answer would be is that for a short period of time, the antibodies and immunity of the mother is actually carried by the baby for a short period of time. That's just a fact. You could assume that they would have at least a short period of time where they would be immune. Longer term, it's not clear. And then in breastfeeding, it's not clear if it actually confers any immunity to the child, at least for any extended period of time. But it's pretty much digested by the child in later stages of breastfeeding.
Okay. Now, what about, Dr. Brown, the infertility claims? There have been so many infertility claims that if you get the vaccine, teenagers will, by the time they want to settle down and have families, they won't be able to have babies. And there are questions constantly. My own sister, who works in healthcare, has her patients saying, oh, you got the vaccine, bad call, because by the time you and your future husband want to have kids, it's not going to happen for you. And where did that come from? Is there any basis of that could be true?
So one is that it's a false statement.
Okay.
And that is probably the most common urban myth that's been out there. And we've talked about this. I think we've mentioned this before.
This happens
all the time. Mm-hmm. That this has happened anytime that there's something that's out there that's new. That there's going to be the infertility thing always comes up. There is a rumor that potentially started around the world about a protein called the spike protein that is human derived that helps attach the placenta. That's a human protein, not a viral protein. There's a big difference between viral proteins and human proteins. So when you get the vaccine, you're getting antibodies against a foreign protein that's produced by a virus. That's actually what you're doing. So it's not the same thing. It can't be the same thing because viruses and humans don't really share those genes. Otherwise, our immune system wouldn't even work. So I think that's where I sort of said it was a similar name, and someone said, oh, well, this is a similar name, and then tried to use sort of faulty logic and say, well, you know, they must be the same thing. And they're really not. And I could tell you that now at this point, I could tell you, you know, I have numerous examples of people who have actually got the vaccine and got pregnant, had the vaccine when they're pregnant, were trying so there's a lot of examples of people who have actually, you know, have conceived, you know, after receiving the vaccine and again, a considerable amount of time.
And this is honestly a perfect example of why doctors go to school for a zillion years. They get the degrees they do, and we should not use social media. What you just said, Dr. Brown, I think a common person, if you did not work in the medical field, would not know that, like, the viral versus the human protein. Like, who would know that unless you studied medicine? But instead, you know, we look at TikTok. That's where we get our news. And this is why rumors start, and I get mad. So
TikTok should be focused on the dancing and the cat videos.
Amen. You heard it here from Dr. Brown. And Dr. Brown, I appreciate you always being so thorough and taking the time. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Melissa. Have a good day.
You too.